I'm Deborah Byrne.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, Tuesday, October 18th. Tonight's moon still looks almost full. It's still casting a lot of light in the sky, which people who live away from cities will easily notice. There are two objects to note near tonight's moon. One is a planet, the red planet Mars, and the other is the Pleiades star cluster, sometimes called the Seven Sisters.
Despite rumors that Mars would be closest to Earth in August of this year, Mars hasn't reached its closest point to Earth yet for this two-year cycle. It'll be closest at the end of this month. Every 2 years, Earth passes between the Sun and Mars. This is the Martian opposition. At or near opposition, Mars always comes closest to Earth, shines most brightly in our sky, and stays out all night long.
But Mars' closest distance to us varies considerably, depending on the year. That's because of Mars' non-circular orbit around the Sun. A close Martian opposition, like that of August 2003, brings Mars to less than 56 million kilometers, or 35 million miles, from Earth. A distant opposition finds Mars almost twice as far away.
This year's closest approach of Mars isn't the closest possible, but it's pretty close, and Mars is now very bright in our sky. Again, you'll see it tonight near the moon. For today, that's our show. For star charts and more, come to EarthSky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.